In a German courtroom today, 5 men went on trial, 4 of them charged with plotting an unsuccessful terrorist attack in Europe 2 years ago. Prosecutors say all 5 men, Algerian nationals, belong to the Al-Qaeda network. In a separate development, German authorities made an arrest in connection with an explosion in Tunisia last week. The man was later released. NPR's Guy Raz has more on both stories from Berlin.
Today's cases highlight the extent to which Germany may have been, and might still be, a European base for terrorist networks. The 5 Algerians who went on trial in Frankfurt today were detained in December 2000 after German police were tipped off about an imminent terrorist attack in neighboring France. Police found weapons, explosives, and detonators in an apartment rented by one of the suspects. Prosecutors now say the 5 men were trained and armed by Al-Qaeda operatives. Today, defense lawyer Rainer Koch dismissed the allegation. Koch said it's only because of the September 11 attacks that his clients have been linked to Al-Qaeda. Up until last week, police believed the Algerian suspects were targeting a Christmas market in Strasbourg, France. But one of the suspects is now telling prosecutors there was another target. David Schiller is a consultant to the German police.
It appears that one of the 5 people arrested is trying to make a deal with the judge. And he's the one who was, for instance, supplying the idea that the original target in Strasbourg was not the Christmas market, as everybody believes so far, but was the synagogue in Strasbourg.
Over the next year, prosecutors will try to connect the 5 men to Al-Qaeda. Under German law, it's illegal to be a member of a group that willfully undermines democracy. Earlier today, police in Western Germany detained but then released a suspect in connection with an explosion in Tunisia last week. 16 people, including 10 German vacationers, were killed when a truck exploded on the island of Djerba. Tunisian authorities say it was an accident caused by cooking gas. But German Interior Minister Otto Schily believes it was a deliberate attack, particularly because it happened outside a synagogue. Again, German police consultant David Schiller.
Everything points here to a terrorist attack. I mean, this was a delivery truck for these gas balloons, and these balloons are made to travel on hard roads, are made to be dropped down from the platform of the truck, and so on and so on. They just don't explode like this.
Most analysts here believe that terror networks are still active in Western Europe, and in Germany in particular. Aham Rahamzevi, a political scientist at Berlin's Free University, has followed Al-Qaeda's European network. He says that recent investigations in Europe may have disrupted the cells, but only temporarily.
We should still have the impression that they are acting. There are a lot of them. Several of them are not discovered yet. There are a lot of cells which are not discovered yet, and they are certainly operating and acting, still acting in Europe, in Western European countries.
More than 22,000 German police and investigators have been probing suspected terror networks in Germany since the September 11 attacks. So far, only one person connected to 2 of the hijackers remains in German police custody. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.